with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around, looking at the disciples, and rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, this morning the gospel presents to us personal examination that we have to have regarding our faith and our relationship with Jesus. From what we just heard, this encounter came after Jesus performed some miracles, especially the feeding of the 5,000 with loaves of bread and fishes. After that incident, so many people had a different view about Jesus. Most of them were thinking, "Oh, he has come to feed us, to give us food from heaven." Some were thinking, "Oh, he's a miracle worker." Some were having a different view about him. Some were thinking, "Oh, he could be Elijah that has returned back to save his people." So there were diversified view about the person and the mission of Christ. And that was why when they came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Whom do people think that I am?" Even most of the disciples never knew whom he was. They said, "Oh, some say that you are a great prophet. Some were saying that you are Elijah." And he asked them, you have been with me for a while. Whom do you think that I am?" And Peter said, "Oh, you are Messiah." So Jesus is asking us today, whom do we think that he is? Why do we follow him? Why do we go to church every morning? My dear friends in Christ, Jesus came to preach about salvation. He came to reveal to us the mystery of the kingdom of God. And for those that believe, most of them he healed. Most of them who were crippled, he made them to walk. Most of them who were blind, he made them to see. So we have to understand and ask ourselves, why do we follow Jesus? If I'm asked, I will say, it is because I love him so much. I love him, I love his teachings, and I embrace his teachings. So today's gospel invites us to have a personal relationship with him. You see, at times, people get angry when they are in trouble or they have a situation and they go to church. And that's the time they remember about going to church. And when they go and nothing happens, the next day, you won't see them again. Because they saw Jesus as someone who will solve their problems. And that's it. No. We have to have this relationship with him. And I encourage each and every one of us to pray for divine encounter. Because the moment we have an encounter with him, we will love him. And nothing will separate us from him again. The moment we have a divine encounter with Christ, no one will remind us to pray. No one will remind us to go to church. No one will remind us to receive him in the body and his blood. So, my dear friends to Christ, let us pray for a divine encounter, that we may encounter him in a different way that will help us to have this connection that will last forever. Because if we have this connection with him, it is an assurance that we will be with him at the end of our lives. And that should be our goal. May God continue to bless us. And may his words continue to transform our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.